For my podcast, I chose pages 185 to 186 in the water section of Kingston's The Fifth Book of Peace. This is the passage in which Whitman picks up the rifle during the drug conflict that has overtaken his area. I'll be honest, this passage originally struck me for reasons completely unrelated to this specific course. I'm a psych major, and I just recently read War and Children, which is a monograph about World War II and children by Anna Freud, that's Sigmund's daughter. I don't want to go on too much of a tangent about Freud and her ideas, but essentially she argues that people are born with innate urges toward aggression, violence, destruction, other fun things, and that these urges should be and are in normal development driven into the unconscious. Freud goes on to relate this to any number of ways war is detrimental to children, but that's pretty relevant to this discussion. What's important is that I found parallels between this idea of innate aggression and this passage specifically, as well as the book's larger complex more generally, and it was definitely in the back of my head as I was reading these specific pages. What initially sparked this was a line from page 186 after Whitman picks up the gun. Kingston writes, "To not shoot, to not kill, he would have to rehearse against instinct." This is incredibly powerful, seeing as Whitman is a key pacifist figure who's explicitly anti-war and anti-violence. If he can't resist violence, then who can? By making such a peaceful figure violent when placed in a dangerous situation, Kingston shows the immense difficulty of urging people towards peace, and the difficulty of her endeavor of writing a book of peace. So both the difficulties of the goals of the characters within the water section, and also her own goals in writing the book as a whole. If you think about it, this particular book of peace is rife with violence and violent images. In the water section alone, we see graphic drug use in the shooting gallery scenes, public masturbators, frequent theft, the drug war, Whitman getting shot at. Also, despite Tanya's convictions about raising her son as nonviolent, which is quoted in the end of this passage, he still goes off on a violent rant later on page 191. Under the day of Uhukai's rant, when he says, "I'm going to tell Whitman on you, I'm going to chop off your head and throw you in the river and stomp on your stomach and kick you in the oak hole, foot foot your eyeball, I'm going to tell, I'm going to sink your raft, I'm going to hit your baby brother." So basically more than once we're given this idea of a non-violent person having violent urges. In this way, Kingston is suggesting that peace needs to be trained, in that it's counter to our own nature. And we need to be taught how to do it in a way. And perhaps to fully grasp this and its importance, we need to be faced with our own capacity to do violence, or the capacity of those close to us to do violence. And we need to figure out how to resist this. Just as her first line writes, "If a woman is going to write a book of peace, it is given to her to know devastation. Perhaps for a person to really make a valid attempt to wage peace, it is given them to know some violence, and to understand its horrors, and go from there." Later in Water, she writes that war causes peace. In this way, perhaps it does, especially in relation to Tanya and Whitman's sanctuary. But this also begs the question of when this cycle of war breeding peace would stop, and if this is really what Kingston is trying to get at in her arguments. Just to pose some bigger questions, I want to ask, how do you think these ideas are at play in the other sections of the novel, such as those featuring Kingston's own life and own experiences, told from her point of view? And do you agree that she's saying that to be truly able to fight for peace, one has to know the opposite on some level? Or do you think she's saying that any attempts for peace are fruitful? And do you think she thinks that we're naturally geared toward war or peace or neither of these things? I think that's it. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Bye.